kein Wir, nur er oder sie. Kerkerprinzip, wer wird Wärter, wer Dieb? Unser Stahl ist aus Härte geschmiedet und wenn wir uns wehren, sind wir stärker als sie. Unsere Werte sind ehrlich und nie würde ich leben auf Knien, eher sterben für sie. Und ich blicke mit Ehrfurcht das Ziel, aber wann, wenn ich jetzt Mann und wer, wenn ich, wir sehen jeden Tag, wie die Welt vor die Hunde geht und wenn du.
Welcome back, comrades, to another episode of Revolutionary Voices Podcast. And this podcast is a focus on theory, practice, and history. But today we are in Berlin, Germany, bringing you another episode from Germany, as I have been traveling Western Europe for several weeks now, trying to interview and build relationships with many comrades to understand the situation over here, learn about their stories, possibly learn about their strategies and tactics, and bring all of that back to the U.S. and to build international solidarity. Part of that is not just learning the political and economic conditions, but we need to understand about the I think learning through history, we could check out the art, we can learn about the music, and with every struggle, with every revolution, there is a necessity for art and music, not just politics. Learning about historical revolutionary art helps us today learn about the conditions of that time, the struggles that they faced, and even the solutions that they yearned for. So today we have a German artist, a hip-hop artist, a revolutionary hip-hop artist, I would say, named Taktika, which is spelled T-A-K-T-I-K-K-A. I just recently watched one of their recently published videos. I'm going to screw up the name of the song, but I'm going to still try to pronounce it. Sehnsucht, which is probably horrible. But the translation, we believe, is probably the term yearning or aspiration. The music video is revolutionary. It's militant. It's beautiful. I really loved watching it. I didn't understand all of the words in it, but I highly suggest that you check out Taktika on YouTube. But I will also put links in the show notes. So we have here today Taktika to join us to talk about the music that he is making. And we'll talk about some of the political ideology that he subscribes to and some of the conditions with revolutionary music and art in Germany. But first, I'd like to ask Taktika to describe for our audience, to describe yourself a little bit, talk about your political ideology and some of the political work that you do.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, first of all. My artist name is Taktika. I'm from Berlin, Germany. And yes, I make rap music. I'm a sympathizer and supporter of the revolutionary youth mass organization Jugendwiderstand, which means youth resistance. And yeah, we're part of the Red Youth Movement of Germany. JW is a revolutionary mass organization with the aim to politize, mobilize, and organize the proletarian youth of Germany. And yeah, our ideology is Marxism, Leninism, Maoism. So yeah, as a mass organization, the work we do in the masses has also like the bigger aim to reconstitute a fighting organization for our class, Communist Party. But I can like tell you a bit more concrete about our work. So we have continuous mass work for members, supporters, sympathizers, and for the youths who are interested in our work or working with us. We have reading circles and combat sports training. But yeah, we also do a lot of things to strengthen our comradeship. Like we do a lot of stuff together, going in the nature, hiking and stuff like that. Our political work is mainly based on the problems of our class and especially the youth. We often work with campaigns, for example, against gentrification and the higher prices for public transport and stuff like that. We also made an anti-drug campaign and one more general for the workers' youth to get organized. So yeah, we make graffitis, we hang up posters and big banners in the neighborhood. We make rallies. We talk to the people in the neighborhood. We hand out leaflets, put them in the mailboxes. We just try to live, to work, and to fight with the people. And yeah, we also organize an anti-imperialist 1st of May rally in Neukölln, which is a traditional migrant and workers' neighborhood. And yeah, so that's like a small view of our work, I think.
I don't think it's small at all. I think it's actually you all are doing a lot of good work, and I'm kind of really inspired and have learned a lot just by hanging out with you all in the past few days. But you don't only just do political work or mass work. You produce hip hop music. How did you do hip hop music before, or did you choose to do hip hop music after you became political? And just describe some of the music that you produce. Why you chose hip hop, and what is the purpose of the music? Is it just to make money? Is it or some other thing?
Yes, I think I listened to hip hop music a long time ago. My older, I think that's like the classic story. My older brother gave me some CDs, and yeah, but it was just like that. And I always wanted to also rap, but it was when I was small, it was just bullshit. But yeah, then I just started, I don't know, and it was almost, I think, the same time when I started to like being interested in politics and stuff like that. So also the beginning, which was really, really whack. I'm glad that there's nothing in the internet right now, but I started also with like, okay, I have a message, I want to say something, yeah. And I think what I do is proletarian rap music. I'm not fixed to any specific style or anything, but yeah, what my roots are, and when I learned to love rap music, it was like not this trap or cloud rap or stuff like that. It was more classic 90s boom bap stuff. So Dead Press, Talib Kweli, Capone, Noriega, and stuff like that. And
okay. What's the purpose of the music?
Okay, yeah, I think like most of the artists, no matter what kind of art they do or from which class they come from, they want to express themselves or like express what they stand for. And yeah, as I told you, as I see me as a part of the oppressed people in our country and as part of the revolutionary youth of Germany and also as part of the organized international proletariat, yeah, I just try to promote our interests. So I don't only speak for me as a person, but also for me as part of my class. And yeah, I mean, for sure, it's also me as a person who writes the lyrics and everything. So it's for sure it's subjective, but yeah.
So real quick, can you pronounce the name of the video, Sehnsucht?
It's called, yeah, Sehnsucht. I should pronounce it just, or yeah. Sehnsucht.
Sehnsucht. I just want to talk about it because I watched the video and I really loved it. It was so militant, and you know, hammer and sickle signs everywhere. You had people in the video that were very serious. And I think that's something that's very lacking in my country, in the US, right? We aren't that militant. And you know, generally the video was just very well produced, and there was like, there's a strong message. I mean, I clearly don't speak German, but I still understood that there was like a strong message behind it, right? And it was a very working class type of struggle symbology inside of the video. And I think, man, I think we need to have videos like this in every country. But you said, okay, you said that you're basically tying your political work to the music that you make. Why did you choose to make music to educate people and connect it to your political work? You could have made YouTube videos, you could have made podcasts, you could have done something else. Why music?
Yeah, I think it's not easy. I don't know. I just started to make music and being political almost at the same time, and I just learned that it's a very good way to spread your message. I mean, my purpose is just to make it's one point is to make good music. The people just like to hear, no matter if they like what I say or not. You know, it's also like a personal aim for me. You know, I want to make good music, and I really think that's the base for reaching the masses with the lyrics, because if you make shitty music, nobody wants to hear you, and so nobody, I don't know, if also if you have the best lyrics in the world, nobody will listen to it. So yeah, and in one song I say, with my music I want to educate the people to be warriors. I don't know if you can say it like this in English, but yeah, so I just learned that the fascists use it really, really a lot in the more rural areas here. They really, yeah, they just use music a lot in their political struggle to reach the youth.
I'd like to ask you about that lyric, that line you just said about, you said you want to educate the people to become warriors. Why did you write that? What did you mean by that?
Yeah, I try to reach the hearts of the people, so and to let them know that I think most of the people of my class or our class are angry, and they know there's something wrong, and you know, one way to handle that is, I don't know, being depressive, try to get the best of your personal situation or something like that, and that's the wrong way. So and the right way is to yeah, what I say, be a warrior, to not stay alone, to be part of all the other people who have the same problems or live the same struggle, and yeah, stand together and fight together.
Yeah, that's something I've learned a lot about JW and the organization you work with, is that you have tried to set a positive example for people, and I can't express how important that is. The youth everywhere is addicted to drugs, joining gangs, overdosing on drugs. There's so many mental health problems, physical problems, and you all are trying to actively change that and create this new culture, this new lifestyle that is more positive, that has signs of unity rather than alienation or isolation, right? You also kind of mentioned something about how the fascists are making music or something like that. Can you talk? I'm totally ignorant about this. I don't know what the fascists are doing, especially in the music world. Can you talk about what fascists are doing here in Germany or throughout Europe?
Yeah, with what I was talking about with this point in music was, I just recognize it as a youth or as a young guy, like when I was 14, 15, and going out with people, and you know, even the not racist or not fascist at any point people, they know lyrics of fascist songs because they are famous. Mm-hmm. You just the CDs, you know, it's a bit forbidden, and so I don't know, it's good, young kids like it when it's not when their parents should not find it and stuff like that, and so they give the CDs to other friends and look like, ah, look what they are saying and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they really use this, and also they try to use the anger of the people in a totally wrong way, you know. And I think they in many points they really did what our movement was not able to do. Yeah, it's our duty or it's our task to reach the people with the right message.
Actually, let me ask before, I want to ask how people have responded to your music videos and music, but like, what have you, how many albums have you produced or videos have you produced? Like, what stage are you at with this?
Yeah, that's another good question for me, because, all the people say, yeah, produce album, do that, do this, and I don't know, I'm still working 9 to 5, and I have a lot of political work to do, and just things to do, and so sometimes the music is not getting enough time. So I just have a few songs on YouTube. I have an old mixtape with a friend of mine on YouTube, and some with a different name called Schriftsteller, and some songs with Taktika, but not much. Yeah, I hope there will come more. The responses,
yeah.
Or okay,
yeah. How people responded.
Yeah, that was really interesting, and that was really cool, because I mean the first songs they didn't get so much attention, Just because, yeah, how it is today, when you don't have a good music video, then people don't want to click on it or listen to it. Or I think people will listen to it, but only the people who are interested in the in what you're saying, or the like the political people. That was that's what I mentioned. And now when we did this new video, it was really amazing. I mean, the responses were so good, and especially, and what really was important for me, were the responses and positive reacts of the non-political people, like friends from friends, people from work, classmates of comrades, other rappers from different cities, and they all said, wow, nice track, nice video. And every single said, wow, the lyrics are damn good, you tell the truth and stuff like that. And those were people who are not into this political struggle and political organizing and everything. They just saw the video, said, wow, that's nice. And so, yeah, I think it's a pretty good way to reach the people and spread the message. Yeah.
Is it necessary for any socialist revolution or struggle to have its own art, such as music? What is the importance of music in these socialist and communist struggles?
Yes, it is necessary. And it will just happen. I mean, because besides the whole imperialist propaganda and the degenerate culture it brings to the people, our class has always our own proletarian culture, and we just have to use it as a weapon, as a big part of our struggle, because culture has always been and is a big thing for the people. Music, art, sports, and so many other aspects. And I think one importance of music or culture in general is that you can work a lot with emotions. So, I don't know, when you write a political text, you can hope the people will read it, you know, but because maybe it's good written or something like that. But if you have a good and appealing design to it, like a poster or anything, yeah, your chance is much higher. And I think that's the same principle with music, because everyone likes music, you know. Maybe not rap music, I don't know. So we will have to have revolutionary black metal and revolutionary folk music as well, I don't know. But yeah, people, I don't know, if you just make good music, the people want to listen to it, you know. And if they hear it, they will hear what you have to say. And so, yeah, I mean, others, like the communists in the Philippines, they have such a great revolutionary culture. It's incredible. They use it so much. They even have songs for every little aspect of the ideology or of the struggle, because music is so easy to spread. And also there are people who can't read and so on. So, yeah, it's really not just that our class produces its own culture, and we really have to use it and have to also say, yeah, that's our culture, that's our music, our art, and it has a different aim, and it has different interests than the art and the culture of the imperialists or of the ruling class. And yeah, also we really, yeah, they use it as a weapon. They really use art to politize, to organize the people. And yeah, so for me, music is a passion and also a weapon in the struggle we have to use.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a really great point that you made, that there's tons of bourgeois art out there, right? And like, we as a working class, a different class, want our own music, our own art, our own culture, our own world, really, right? The whole point is to overthrow the dictatorship of the bourgeoisie and have a dictatorship of the proletariat. And there's different ways of doing that. There's like there are political, the economic, and even cultural realms where we have to create our own class image of ourselves and what we want that to be. So let's talk about your song, Sehnsucht. Maybe that was a decent pronunciation. What are some of the ideas you wanted to convey in this song?
I'm talking about a lot of problems we have in this living in the system, like individualization, imperialist war, racist cops, being poor, and many people getting this depressed of all that stuff. And yeah, I think I will speak for a lot of people in this society who can find themselves in these problems. And yeah, in the hook, in the refrain, I like, try to give them a short a way to handle it. So, yeah.
One line in the song said, quote, "I yearn for a stone in my hand. I want to set every heart in this country on fire." What do you mean by stone in your hand? And what do you mean by setting every heart in the country on fire?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about right now. That's the hook or the main part of the song. And so that's the way to handle your problems. You have to take the stone in your hand. You have to get active. You have to organize. You have to not being passive, but being active and fight what fights you. And so this is what I mean with a stone in my hand. And yeah, I want to set every heart on fire. It's that I want to spread this message, and I want everyone who has the same problems that we do or our class faces in the system to get this message, to get them active, to stand up and fight.
I think it's a powerful hook. So there's another line in the song that I really love. It goes like this, quote, "I yearn for a new beginning. I don't want to wait until tomorrow. Let's start today." I love that quote because I think in this world, especially in my country, there are a lot of people just sitting around waiting for something to happen and not taking initiative and becoming active. And that's like one of the focuses I've learned from the comrades here in Berlin. Can you talk about this quote, this line, which I believe is the second part of your hook?
Yes. What I mean with new beginning is the beginning of a new society and the beginning. Yeah, it's so we have to crush the old system to build a new one. And what I mean with we should start today, we shouldn't start tomorrow, is that I mean, what else should happen? You know, the whole world is, there are wars and everywhere, you know, like imperialist countries are bombing the shit out of I don't know, Ukraine, Syria, Palestine, wherever, everywhere is war. And the conditions for the people in our countries are getting worse. And I don't know, fascists rising. So yeah, there's no time to wait. We just have to get active, have to organize, have to start today, not tomorrow.
Let me ask you another question about this line where you say, "I yearn for a new beginning." You know, and you just said you want to see a new world, a new society. What kind of a world do you want to see?
Yeah, I think it's like when you're talking about what I want to see in the end, I want to see a world without classes, a world where's no exploitation from humans or human over human other humans. And yeah, it's a hard way, and I think the only way is through socialism. And
so there's another line that I love in this song, and it goes like this, quote, "You made us like that. We are the youth that works 5 days and never gonna get ahead." Can you talk about this line, but also I'm wondering specifically about this part where you talk about never get ahead?
Yeah, I mean, when I say "you made us like that," is that we are like born in our classes, and the system makes us to what we are. And when I say we work 5 days, that's just like what most of our people is the what's the the living reality of the most of our people. And yeah, if it's just 5 days, maybe more, and we never gonna get ahead. Yeah, I mean, so many people, and also the ruling class and the bourgeois, they tell us, yeah, I don't know, if you work enough or work hard enough, then you're gonna get rich and you will make something out of your life and stuff like that. But yeah, that's, I don't know how many percent that is. Like the majority will just stay poor for their whole life. They will work 9 to 5 the whole life, and when they cannot work anymore, they will really have get problems to get any money. So yeah, if we don't crush the system and make a really new beginning, we're never gonna get ahead.
So we have a term in the U.S. for that. It's called the American Dream, meaning that when you come to America, you can work. If you work hard and you discipline yourself, you can achieve the middle class status or maybe even higher. You can become rich. You can become a billionaire. You can own a home. You can have access to all kinds of resources that you wouldn't have in wherever you came from. But on the left, we sometimes say, well, that's exactly what it is, a dream. And you have to become, you have to go to sleep for it to happen because it's not real. It's not, it's a false made up thing from the bourgeoisie to keep us working and never question the system, especially the system of capitalism or imperialism, right? So there's another line where you mention Gaza in the song saying, quote, "Bombs on Gaza, smoke in the air, families being attacked. I look into the eyes of my brother, I see sadness and anger, power and frustration." With working with JW and seeing the comrades here in Berlin, I see a lot of solidarity with Palestine. Can you speak about that line that I just mentioned and also about that solidarity with Palestine?
I think, Palestine is just like a perfect or a really good example for what the world is about. Like, it's a perfect example for oppressed people fighting their oppressors for years. And I mean, it's so actual. It's like just just when Ramadan was beginning this year, Israel attacked Gaza again, and they're attacking the Golan Heights, and they're attacking the Palestinians the whole time. And so, the Palestinian resistance for us is a really good symbol for people's resistance all over the world, and the resistance of oppressed people against imperialist war and imperialist countries. I think there's this is one reason why I put this line in my song, and I have a good friend who his family had to flee from Gaza because of the war, and so I don't know when I
he's a political refugee.
Yes, he's a political refugee, and he was raised in a refugee camp in Lebanon, but so when I wrote this line, I just thought about looking into his eyes when his homeland is getting bombed, and so that's one reason why we work on that topic. But I think the main reason is that a lot of our work we do in Berlin Neukölln, it's a traditional workers and migrants neighborhood in Berlin, and the majority of the migrants here are Arabic, a lot from Syria, from Lebanon, and especially from Palestine. And so it's part of our living reality here also. Yeah, we just live with the people who come from war and who flee from Israel and also from the attacks of the U.S. Army. And yeah, that's why it's still a big topic for us here in Germany.
Do you have any messages of solidarity for other artists, political activists, or communists around the world?
Yeah, I can just say red salute to all the comrades and revolutionary artists all over the world, especially those who are imprisoned and attacked by the imperialist system. And yeah, also I want to send solidarity to those who are in the middle of the battlefield, to the artists in the red areas in India and in the Philippine jungle. Yeah. Hold your heads up high and your fists.
Sie können wir, nur er oder sie. Kerkerprinzip, wer wird Wärter, wer Dieb? Unser Stahl ist aus Härte geschmiedet, und wenn wir uns wehren, sind wir stärker als sie. Unsere Werte sind ehrlich und nie würde ich leben auf Knien, eher sterben für sie. Und ich blicke mit Ehrfurcht das Ziel, aber warum, wenn ich jetzt Mann und wer, wenn ich wir sehe den Tag, wie die Welt vor die Hunde geht. Und wenn du unten lebst, wird es unbequem. Entweder bunte Scheine, buntes Leben oder grundlos Pleite und die Tränen. Fick ihren Frieden, fick ihre heile Welt, denn du kennst die Realität. Nein, es geht nicht um dich, sondern nur um dein Geld, egal was sie den Wählern erzählen.
Sie schicken Truppen nach Afrika und privatisieren das Wasser da. Dann erzählen sie uns was von Rassenkram und schaufeln nebenbei selber ein Massengrab. Bomben auf Gaza, Rauch in der Luft, Familien und Kinder im Dauerbeschuss. Ich blick in seine Augen, mein Bruder mischt Trauer und Wut, Power und Frust. Ich seh Cops mit dem zitternden Finger am Trigger, denn für sie ist der Junge ein Feiglinge, schlagen zu Hause die Frau und misshandeln die Kinder. Also alles wie immer, traurige Welt, was ein krankes System. Ich hab Bock an die Tanke zu gehen, du willst Kippen und Bier, ich paar Liter Benzin, um die Villen der Reichen in Flammen zu sehen. Ich hab Hass, denn es schaut sich die Wut im Bauch. Abgefuckt, aber gut gelaunt, ich bin da, wenn mich ein Bruder braucht. Kein Verrat, nicht im Traum, mir kannst du vertrauen. Geh in den neuen, scheiß auf den alten Weg. Eiserner Wille und Gewaltproblem, Fäuste geballt, keine kalten Seelen, aber immer bereit, unseren Mann zu stehen. Ihr habt uns so gemacht, die Jugend, die fünf Tage mal hoch, du das niemals nach oben schafft, die von Revolution schafft, von Drogen und Kohle quatscht. Wir sind die Jugend des Hochverrats. Richter, legt deine Robe ab, denn ab jetzt richtet das Volk. Entweder dein größter Stolz oder Todestag, der Sieger schreibt die Geschichte, mein Freund. Steht wegen euch nicht alleine da, auch wenn das System ihr Freunde zu Feinden macht. Heute noch Jokes, aber morgen vielleicht schon am Träumen nach Freiheit in Beuge und einzelhaft Stärke zeigen. Klare Gedanken fassen, weitermachen. Dein Gegner ist die Zeit, dann musst du sie verstreichen lassen. Leichen blass und depressiv, denn sie geben auf, lassen sich runterziehen. Glaubst du, ich bin zufrieden? Nein, das ist ein Grund, was zu tun, anstatt Kummer und Frust zu schieben. Wir lassen uns niemals unterkriegen und verbiegen, niemals den Mund verbieten. Bleiben Unterschicht trotz allen Unterschieden, nicht allein einer unter vielen. Deutschland, deine Kinder. Die BRD Vaterstadt, der hat uns abgefuckt, weil er uns, seit wir klein sind, geschlagen, ja, verraten, gehasst und verachtet hat. Und jetzt baut er sich schützend den Stacheldraht, weil er ganz genau weiß, dass die Rache naht. Das einzige Ziel in meinem Leben ist, dass ihr am Ende hier nichts mehr zu lachen habt. Keine Angst vor den Waffen, Mann, ich weiß, sie sind Segen und Fluch. Doch in den richtigen Händen, Grund dafür, dass man später sage, wird Leben ist gut. Schüsse knallen, sie schießen Salut, denn so viele ließen ihr Blut. Und nur wenn wir die Fahne aufheben und kämpfen, dann zollen wir ihnen Tribut. Nach einem Stein in meiner Handfläche, ich will jedes Herz im Land in Brand setzen.
Ich habe Sehnsucht nach einem Neuanfang.
Ich will nicht bis morgen warten, komm, wir fangen heute schon an. Nach einem Stein in meiner Handfläche, ich will jedes Herz im Land in Brand setzen.
Sehnsucht nach einem Neuanfang.
Ich will nicht bis morgen warten, komm, wir fangen heute schon an.